Last summer, Governor John Hickenlooper turned some heads when he made a surprise announcement at the Colorado Oil and Gas Association's annual meeting in Denver. The gist? Companies, he said, should be required to disclose to the public the chemicals they use to frack wells.
We don't have to say what the percentages are, but we should say what the components are, because that becomes, I think, a key part of building this trust and this relationship.
Hickenlooper was referring to the growing rift between the oil and gas industry and some landowners in once sleepy suburban neighborhoods that are now seeing an explosion of oil and gas drilling. The governor would later direct the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission to write a new rule requiring this mandatory disclosure.
We want to enhance transparency, and we want to build public confidence because we are a major oil and gas producing state.
The COGCC's director, David Neslin, spent much of the fall overseeing the new rulemaking. He says companies are already required to disclose this information to state regulators, and half of the wells that have been fracked in Colorado this year have been voluntarily reported to an online public registry. So state officials say little should change for the industry once the rule is finalized. Tisha Connolly-Schuler, president of the Colorado Oil and Gas Association, figures as much.
And we support moving forward with a rule that requires disclosure to be mandatory.
But a growing number of conservation groups are raising heckles over a small exemption written into the current draft rule. It would allow companies to get around the disclosure if their product is considered to be a trade secret.
If you ask them to disclose their fracking chemicals and they can just say, well, that's a trade secret, obviously they're not disclosing the fracking chemicals. So it's a loophole that needs to be fixed.
Environmentalists like Gary Walkner, local program director for the Pennsylvania-based group Clean Water Action, say this exemption effectively makes the whole rulemaking moot. He's worried that a ramp-up in drilling in heavily populated areas like the Front Range could lead to increased pollution and potential groundwater contamination.
We need to find out what those chemicals are, so that people know what is being used in the wells very near their homes and near their property and near schools.
Understand that disclosure is not the first line of our environmental defense. The first line of our environmental defense is to ensure that the well is properly constructed.
David Neslin of the COGCC also maintains that oil and gas companies rarely apply for a trade secret exemption anyway.
Now, even if someone claims that a chemical is a trade secret, they still have to report it to us, the state, and they still have to report it to health professionals who require it for diagnosis or treatment of patients.
That was a provision stemming from the last time oil and gas rules were tightened in 2008. Today's rulemaking hearing likely won't be the start of a months-long endeavor as the last overhaul was. Neslin says the commission could vote to approve the new draft rule or make more revisions as early as this afternoon. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.